Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
If you enjoy nature, consider getting involved with the Citizen Science Project. You'll learn more about nature and at the same time help scientists collect important information. Citizen scientists are helping monitor the water quality of lakes, rivers, and streams, monarch butterfly migrations, snowpack in the mountains, and reptile and amphibian populations and movements, to name a few. One of the more popular citizen science efforts is a great backyard bird count. Now in its 25th year, the count is coming up next weekend, February 18th to the 21st. It's an effort between Cornell Lab of Ornithology, National Audubon Society, and Birds Canada to help scientists better understand the population dynamics and movements of birds during the winter. New as well as experienced birders are encouraged to participate. You can work alone or in groups, and it can involve kids as well as adults. You just count the birds you observe for at least 15 minutes for as many of the days as you like. Count the greatest number of individuals of each species you see together at any one time, then submit your results. You can count the birds anywhere and anytime, and many participants submit several checklists throughout the 4 days. And all participants get a chance to win a pair of Zeiss binoculars. All the necessary information for participating is on the Great Backyard Bird Count website at birdcount.org. The website also contains a wealth of information on birds and birding. And if you're rather new at birding, it may help you to download the Merlin Bird ID app. It's a free app to help in bird identification and allows you to save your sightings. If you're already using eBird to track your birding activity, a free eBird mobile app is a fast way to enter your bird list directly from your cell phone. There's also a free webinar coming up on February 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on bird identification and other related aspects of birding. So consider participating in the Great Backyard Bird Count. It's fun, and information you provide will help scientists better understand the population dynamics and movements of our birds. Go to birdcount.org. In a recent Natural North Dakota on Sundogs, I referred to the ice crystals as octagon-shaped. They're not octagon-shaped, they're hexagonal, they're six-sided. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.